Hey everyone, and welcome to the 8-Bit Geek. I'm Jeremy.
I'm Doug.
I'm Kevin.
And normally by now you would be getting a normal show, but this is not a normal week. There's a lot going on in the world right now, especially one thing in particular that we're going to focus on talking about here, which is the Black Lives Matter movement and the protests that are happening, as well as the riots and stuff that you see across the nation. We don't know what side of the fence that you're on. I really hope it's the side that is correct, which is that there is no place for racism in this country and in our lives. And if you don't stand for that, if you're not against racism, then be prepared to turn this off and not listen to us any longer.
I will say, I would add to that, if you are more concerned about merchandise and capitalism of the businesses and establishments and the buildings and the things within being destroyed, if you're more concerned with looters than the fact that over hundreds of years, thousands of people have had the government have their foot on their neck, essentially. Mm-hmm. And then buy. Like, if you're more concerned with the the material things in the world and not the lives in the world.
Stock can be rebought and repurchased. Lives cannot be remade.
Yep. So if you're more concerned with that, then you're probably gonna turn this off also. And to that I say, good luck out there.
I would also say that if you are on the side of history, it would be the side of history, but and you're screaming all lives matter, then you miss the point completely. I don't think anybody is saying that all lives don't matter, but it's Black lives that matter right now, and you've had your turn. Right now, we're focusing on the people who seem to be unable to live a normal life and walk down the street without getting the cops called on them, without dying, and without being harassed. And it's been going on for, Jesus, since the 1800s. Forever. I'm just speaking on America terms.
American, I mean, it was built on the backs of slaves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, which I saw a tweet, and I believe I may have shared it with you guys, I don't remember, but it was one of those, like, the Black community has every right to burn down a country they built for free.
Mm-hmm.
And I do believe that. And I have been at home going, like, yeah, burn it down. I mean, we need a sort of, like, restart. In a way, like the bullshit has escalated. It stops now, and we're going to rebuild. And if that means burning down, and not necessarily literally burning down America, but like burning down this, like,
the establishment. I don't
know, the establishment.
This racist establishment. This
yes. Then
game system.
Burn it the fuck down. Like, get rid of it.
That's the thing, is that the power has always been to the people. And, that's the government is there to serve the people, not the people to the government. And unfortunately, we've fallen into this system of, thanks to commercialism and, us being so comfortable with our lives that we turn our back on anything that makes us feel uncomfortable, and we avoid it. And we've gotten to this point to where it's now unavoidable. We're three white guys, I feared a little bit kind of doing this, not because of the fact that I don't stand for it, but because of the fact that, I was just like, well, should three white nerdy ass dudes be taking up arms in this? Like, what do we have to say to this, and what can we do?
And I'll say, like, I said that this morning on the diner, where I was like, no one wants to hear three white guys talk about it, but I think and someone says something on our Discord about like, well, no, you need to, and I think that's what I was trying to say. Like, no one wants to listen to mm-hmm. it because we're just three white guys. We don't know what it's like to be oppressed realistically. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, yeah, we could, you know, there's all these people over you staying at home with the lockdown. You're oppressing me. No, it's not. That's for the health of the community. But, you know, so we will never understand what that means. Mm-mm. And, yeah. But we have this show. We have listeners. We have, I believe, a duty to voice our concerns and beliefs and stances on stuff like this, because as I said this morning, I'm probably gonna repeat myself a lot, but being silent makes you complicit. If mm-hmm. you don't take arms against tyranny, tyranny wins. And like, that is some bullshit I'm not for. Yeah.
I think it's important to also say, you know, we talked a little bit about it on the diner. We went a little more in depth and stuff over there, but I think it's also worth noting that if you stand on the if you say to yourself, well, riots, I can't believe that we would be destroying things, and I can't believe that why would we be doing this, and how terrible, you go pick up a history book, and you can see all the massacres. You can see all the businesses. Go look up Black Wall Street.
Yeah. The Tulsa riots of 1921.
Which was 99 years ago yesterday, May 31st, 1921.
It was
99 years ago yesterday. And then today, June 1st, we celebrate, you know, the month of June is Pride Month, as we celebrate Pride because of the Stonewall riots mm-hmm. in New York and back in 1967 or 69 or whatever year that was. I don't remember because I'm a terrible person who doesn't know history all that well. But that's why we celebrate this, because of the riots that was caused because of the treatment of the the gay and trans community in New York.
Mm-hmm. But no, but the Tulsa riots, though, if you're outraged by what you see today, you will be blown away by what white people got away with in 1921. Yeah. It was mass murder, and it was unjustified, and it was disgusting. And that was over almost 100 years ago. And sadly enough, to this day, we're just as bad. And that's mm-hmm. the problem. And that's why Black Lives Matter.
And that's the thing is, you know, you want to complain about a couple windows. You want to complain about some merchandise. I don't condone, obviously there's a better way of doing it, but I'm not going to sit here and say like, oh yeah, well this whole thing is wrong because they're rioting. I'm sorry, but rioting is a result of things not changing. People being frustrated, listening. People being very frustrated. And yes, there's a lot of conspiracies, theorists going around. There's a lot of conspiracy thought, you know, there's a lot of things going on with this whole thing of, you know, setups and we can't speak on that, but what we can speak on is what's right. And what we feel is right is the fact that is that Black Lives Matter, and that it's something that once again, we keep repeating it, that it can't happen any longer. We unfortunately have a system set up that keeps allowing it. And the reason why you keep seeing this stuff happen every night is because of the fact that we don't have leadership in place saying the right things to start the conversation of change. And that's why we have these protests, is because we want change, and people want change, and the community wants change. And, you know, we expected our president to get up and talk about uniting people in actual change, but instead all we got was threats of more violence and using the military against us, and saying things like, I am your president of law and order.
Fucking Judge Dredd over here. Wait for that Photoshop.
I feel like I just so as you're allowed to be mad, you're about allowed to be upset, but we want to take the time to tell you where to place and to focus that anger, which is reaching out to the places that need you. Hook up with the Black Lives Matter movement. I believe they have a website called blacklivesmatter.org.
Yeah, I've got some information here of ways that you can help. And that includes, yeah, donating to Black Lives Matter, joining the Black Lives Matter chapter. There's a crowdsourced Google Doc of bail funds across states to help those that have been arrested in the protest. And, you know, I'm just going to speak on that real fast. I've seen a lot of fucking right-wing people saying, like, how dare you bail out these rioters and the criminals out there and stuff. And I'm just going to speak against that and just say, like, 99% of the people who have been arrested aren't necessarily people that have been rioting and causing destruction of property and or criminals. Yes, I will say there's probably have been some that have, you know, that are, but it's not your place to. You're not the judge, and you're not on the jury yet, so you don't get to make that call if they're guilty of anything. And a lot of these people need help getting out of prison, where they may sit for weeks until their court date. Otherwise, so there you can help that by doing that. You can also support the National Police Accountability Project. It's a project of the National Lawyers Guild to help people find legal counsel. You can support Campaign Zero. It's a police reform group that has been working on policy solutions. So you Google these things and you can find all this stuff. And you can sign, there's petitions and stuff to sign. A Color of Change, they launched a petition asking that all the officers involved in Floyd's death are brought to justice, because they've only, as of now, this moment that we're talking about this, only one has been arrested. But the other, like, four that stood around did nothing, who were complicit in his death, they have not been arrested yet. And there's another petition, it's called Justice for George Floyd, and it is on change.org. You can sign that. It has already surpassed 8.5 million supporters. So go check those things out and help in any way you can, in any way that you feel fit to help. Those are just a couple of things you can do.
Yep. So make sure you just place your the power is in your hands. And ultimately, you just need to go out for change and also vote.
Yep.
No matter.
I was gonna say, the biggest thing you can do is vote this November, and not just on a national level. Make sure you're voting also for your state and local representation, because these are the people that are going to decide the budget and the things that where our money goes and our tax dollars and stuff. Yep. Vote.
Vote for every single position out there, and you may think it doesn't help, but it surely does. You know, especially the local elections. Your local elections shape your city. And, you know, the president, you may look at the election and say, well, that it's clear it does.
There's none of that argument anymore. The people back in 2016 who said, like, how bad could it get? This is how bad it could get. A global pandemic and this all on top of each other. What was normal back in March, we will never return to that.
Yeah. It's forever changed. And so, and I look at it and I'm going to go, wow, how much time do we have until November? What else can happen? What are we going to be left with, in November? And, it's kind of scary to think that, and you say, oh, well, that's, you know, it's not very positive, but, it's realistic. And, you know, our cities are burning, and people are upset, and you know it's we're on the verge of something, don't know what, and we don't have any answers, but what we can do is point you in the direction of where you can help, and that's what we hope that you will do, is help any way that you can, with any and all the links that Doug described. So with that, we hope you guys have a great week. We want you to stay safe. If you're going out to any protests, please make sure you hook up with the right groups. Protect people. Protect your neighbors. Don't loot. Just go and lend a hand and protest peacefully. Alrighty.
And there's a bunch of stuff online too about what to do and what to take and how to prepare yourself. Even for a peaceful protest, things could turn south, and
yeah,
just to have yourself protected and to be prepared.
For sure.
So make sure you look those things up before you leave and make sure that you're ready to go.
That's right. So hopefully next week we'll be back with a show that will kind of lighten your mood, make you happy a little bit. Hopefully we can get back to a little bit of that. We'll keep you in the loop if things change and we have to extend this another week. We just don't know where this will be next week. So we'll let you know about all that over social media and on the Discord. And if you need someone to talk to, if you want to talk about this stuff, join the Discord. The information's on the website, www.the8bitgeek.com. We've tossed around the idea of setting up a chat strictly for it. If you want to see that happen, let us know. And we can definitely do that. And that way everybody can have a civilized conversation and voice their frustrations and or stories that you may want to tell. So until next week, we love you guys. And we appreciate you. I'm Jeremy.
I'm Doug.
I'm Kevin.